Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, Ted Parrish, Bill Lako. This is Money Talks.
We're back. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running money show on radio. I'm Ted Parrish. Yeah. Joined by Bill Lako. Oh, I'm sorry, Troy Harmon. Yeah. And Ben Crow. We got a question on financial strategy from our friend Ed Kelly. And he said, I pulled the credit report from my wife for my wife and I. The request was unusual. Sorry, I got to clean that up a bit. The Social Security Administration had requested my wife's credit report. Do you have any idea why they would pull a credit report?
Well, see that? That's probably a little concerning. The government's after you in some fashion. But
they're going to get you.
Look out.
No, that's, when's the last time you guys, have y'all received your Social Security statement, with your projected benefit in the mail recently?
I think it was last year.
Year before?
Last year.
Did
I think.
Because they stopped sending them a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I didn't get it.
You may have
year.
Requested one, but so. What do you do now? Nowadays, when you want to see what your projected benefit is, the easiest way to do it, I mean, there's an option. You can always go down to your local office or whatever, but you can get it online, ssa.gov. All right. Well, when you sign up for that account in order to view your Social Security statement, the Social Security Administration is going to do a lot of identity verification mm-hmm. and looking into, making sure that the right person is gaining access to that information. So that is why you will see a soft inquiry into your credit report. This is not something that will negatively affect it, but it does show up, and you should see the name, the Social Security Administration. So it's just part of that process of signing up for a online account.
So don't look for the black helicopters landing in your yard or anything?
Probably not for that reason. But, but if that causes
you... I figured, not for that reason.
Since we're in a state of deficit, that they might be, opening up a card or something to help with the debt,
They need to finance it somehow.
That's right.
So don't be too alarmed by that. That's what it's from, but it is just a soft inquiry for identification purposes.
Right.
It looks like... Neil from Atlanta actually had two questions. So, wow. Neil, we're going to send you a bill.
He don't get a sucker. He gets a bill.
That's right. What was the second question, Troy?
It says, my top four Hensler winners are ITW, which is up 141%. The price is down somewhat from the 27-year high on 121 of 14. 3M is up 84%. PACAR, which is symbol PCAR, is up 98%, and PepsiCo, PEP, is up 102%. Any comments on these four? First of all, we own two of the mm-hmm. four. We have sold we sold PACAR back in 2009, mm-hmm. and we traded it out for
Cummins
engines.
The reason we sold PACAR, I think this is important. Now, this company changed its business model.
It did.
They were a designer and an assembler of trucks, the best in the business.
Right.
Peterbilt and Kenworth, best trucks out there. Troy knows a lot about that, probably
good
more
stuff.
Than me. But they went vertical and started making their own engines.
Right. A lot of people got out of the engine building business when they started getting regulated back in 2009. The talk of regulation was hot and heavy, and we mm-hmm. now actually have regulation in the industry trying to reduce emissions. These mm-hmm. big trucks are now being built with catalytic converters. I never thought mm-hmm. that I would see a diesel like that with a catalytic converter.
The emissions actually go back into the engine, right?
So the catalytic converter, that just heats up and burns up the bad stuff.
Right, it's kind of like a scrubber, I guess. But, it reduces the emissions on a big mm-hmm. truck. And Cummins engine was already building technology mm-hmm. to do that. And the move has actually benefited us handsomely. And the good thing is, it's not only – I say good thing. It's not good for the trucking industry, but it's good for the engine building business. There are foreign countries that are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You've got China and Brazil mm-hmm. that are actually ramping up some of their regulation to try to reduce emissions.
Smog.
And ultimately, we would rather have Cummins engine than PACAR. So we sold it. Yeah. The other one that we sold was 3M. We didn't sell it, and mm-hmm. we sold it like late in 2012. 3M's not a bad company.
No,
thing that and it's done well even since we sold it, but I'll tell you this, it looks pretty expensive right now.
Yeah, it's above the market, right? What is it, 19, 20 times earnings?
Yeah, it's I can tell you the PEG is 178, and they're expected to it's got a handsome yield at 2.62%, but it's expected to grow less than 10%. We're expecting the market to grow a little better than that in 2014 at least.
So not a pound of table sale.
Right.
You know, I think high quality companies, all three of them, all four of them.
But we still, we hold it. Illinois Tool Works and Pepsi, and we're
right, and we're good with that.
Illinois
Tool
Works is like 500 different companies.
Yeah. Right,
they're exposed to housing 30%, so I mean it's a good place to be.
The other thing I'll say is all of these companies still meet our investment criteria based
high quality.
On financial strength and safety, and we're good with that.
Yeah, so
but all things considered, they're good companies. You just have to watch the valuation
and try to pick the winner
in the industry.
Pay attention to how much of these companies are in your portfolio, Neil. If any of them are above or near 3%, you may want to trim back a little bit. And send us a question if you want some selections to actually replace any of that with.
Right, and I note that three of the four are industrial companies, so you might want to check and make sure your industrial sector is not a little bloated.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.